grace are by the fire underlined because of that. So it doesn't disappear, it becomes the light. Or the best example, look at the piece of bread. It will go in you and will become you. You are made of what you are eating, right? So the transformation is always there, all around you. The only silly thing that we know insists to remain the same is you. Because no one is trying to remain the same. But you, you try to keep your personality and things like that. This guy is not like that. He's changed. Then Rumi starts with something that is a little bit amazing, alas. Means, don't be like this, be like that. Alas what?
Oh, happy is the man who is freed from himself and united with the existence of a living one. Mm-hmm. Alas for the living one who consorted with the dead. He became dead and life sped away from him.
Okay, what do you understand from this? The guy who is living with the living people will become alive, the life. The guy who is living with the dead guy, he will be dead and the life will live him. What does that mean? Does it mean that please socialize with the living people, do not socialize with the dead? That's nonsense. So what does that mean? Look at the spirituality. Socializing with someone spiritually alive will bring your spirit to life, and living with the people spiritually dead will kill your spirit and the life will leave you. Why? Simple. You were thinking about that independence of you? We know it's nonsense. You are an open system. So the guy beside you will influence you, like it or not, want it or not. Because there is no barrier. What are you? What you became if after being born you were, by some freak accident, you were switched to live somewhere else within some other people, adopted in a way. Would you be the same person? No. So that part of you which is not you, that's what we were talking about. You absorb the things from your environment. This is natural law of life. So if you associate with silly people, you will lose your mind. If you associate with the good people, the spiritual people, you will be better. Because it's not only you. Remember, it's not that big me. It's around you. And there is something else. There is one dead guy that we know you love it. And it's giving you a hell of a trouble. Who is that one? You. You are yesterday. Your history. You're thinking about the dead guy. Which cannot be you. Which one of you are a teenager? Once you were, that teenager of you is dead. If you are full of regret and you're thinking about that one, first of all, what's the use of that? You do it a lot because that's the best excuse, right? Whenever they tell you why are you like this, you say, child abuse. Excuses. Nonsense. My past is dead. It will never come back. And it's no good. I know it. Why? Don't you remember I told you, if past was good, God will keep it. Side by side by present. So what? That's God. He's supposed to do everything. The past is thrown away. And there's more to that. What is more to that? If the past is thrown away, is no good, So the past is no good like all other no goods. No, it's even worse. Because future could be everything but that one. And future is what we are talking about. You in the future, improvement is like that, right? Future could be everything except the past. Because nothing repeats itself. Remember, this universe, everything is there for that single moment of everything changes. So the past is nonsense. But look at us. Our education is emphasizing on learning from the past, but we repeat the past constantly. It could even become a habit. It could become a national habit. I know some nations that all of them, they pretend they are martyrs, because that's a very dramatic story to tell. Good for someone who knows that now here exists and tomorrow will come. Period. Yesterday is gone. Yes.
When you have fled to the Quran of God, you have mingled with the spirit of the prophets.
What does that mean? You tell me. What does that mean? No way you could translate it. That's why I'm asking you. It's making you uncomfortable. Because here he plays in very cleverly with the words. First of all, there is no God here. He talks about Hap. And you know Hap is more than God to us. Do you know what the Hap means? You young lady over there. Hap is the word that we repeat again and again and again, and you should know the meaning of it. The meaning of it, if you want to know it in Persian, I will give you a dictionary about it. But one of the good ways is to learn it in different words in English language. The minimum is 9. And those 9 are Amen.
Truth, reality, right, true,
Justice, right.
Yeah, right.
The right.
The right of someone.
Yes. And God. Don't forget. Expectancy is something that we should get across. You talk about the salary is huquq. The faculty of law is darshadi huquq. That's how. Right. Righteousness. Correct. All the values of a human spirituality is that in that one single word. That's, he uses that first. Then there is something else. That's the Quran. Quran, if you talk to a Muslim, to them, Quran is a book of Muhammad. Right? Amazingly, ask any Iranian about Masnavi, and they think is this. It's wrong. Masnavi is a special form of poetry, and in a way, this is not even the most famous one in Iran. The other one, Shahnameh, is more famous, and Shahnameh is Masnavi. Masnavi is the form of a long poem. In poetry, if you want to make it short in Persian language, you choose one rhyme and you play with it. Right? But if you want to talk about something very lengthy speech, how many times you could come back to that melody of that rhyme? You cheat. Each part rhymes with the next one to it. 2 by 2, they run together only. 2 by 2 in Arab language means Masnavi. 2 by 2. Right? It comes from that. Quran is exactly the same. Quran means readable. Something to read. And imagine Quran Ahab means something to read about right, correct, righteousness, truth, justice, expectancy, and God. All of that. You say, if you run away to that one, because we know you're somewhere else, and you're not somewhere standing, you're a slave of your intelligence.